Hello, 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 hello. Boy, I was feeling like the alphabet put me in a really unenviable kind of position. So I'm going to extend Robert Gibb. One of my favorite Robert Gibb poems is set across the street from where I live on the south side. This is called Morning Swim. Pardon me, Robert, I'm going to excerpt Morning Swim. A sleek seal in your black one-piece suit, you swam, lapsed those mornings before work in a pool full of old men, charmed by the fact of your pregnancy. You hold them all in sway, held me as well, as that body on the ultrasound screen dancing in its flask of static. That was also for my friend Jan, who is a Selkie and swims often in that pool, Oliver Pool, which the city council has finally just now gotten around to putting forward as a nominee for the historic register building, register of historic buildings. Most of us who know about that place are wondering, like, wasn't it there for years and years already? Robert said, Jesus is the reason for the season. I want to return to the neighbor poem. My mother, when she was aged, was in an assisted living center that had a piano in the social room, and on Sundays sometimes people would come from a nearby Protestant church. I grew up in central Pennsylvania, very rural area. And on one Sunday, I happened to be there. And they had a hymn sing, and the church is called the Salem Hill Church. So this poem is titled Salem Hill Hymn Sing. You also reminded me, I went to see Kinky Friedman. Some of you know who Kinky Friedman is. I went to see Kinky Friedman a few weeks ago, and he has a pretty good line about it's very comforting when someone says to you, Jesus loves you, unless you're in a Mexican prison. All right. Salem Hill Hymn Sing. A screaming comes across the sky in a low-flying jumbo crescendo, decrescendo, same old thunder, I can't remember why, but the old books are all about revenge. And the congregation sings, what a friend we have in Jesus. No wisecracks, not a derisive twitch in the room. I remember Gaylord Heckman across the street from my cousin Danny's with a hand drill digging out the center of a broomstick, tacked on tobacco tin fins, packed in black powder to make a rocket. Keith is telling me about when his beloved uncle died. They jimmied the lid on his attic trunk. Not even his wife knew he was grand wizard of the local clan. White sheets, pointy hoods carefully folded. Now they're singing on a hill far away, the old rugged cross, and in the kitchen with a beer, Tom brays about that time he beat the holy crap out of some queer, half-crazy redneck Tom who everybody laughs with and loves because, well, he's Tom. The cops told him, yeah, man, we know where you're coming from, but there's laws now to protect those people. Lorraine, Braveheart, chiming like a temple bell. For two men to exchange vows, she says calmly, is sanctified union. She turns and walks away, and all the way home, Tom's behind us on his Harley in a white hood, flaming cross on his handlebars like a branding iron, God's truth screaming in the night, crescendo like a low-flying jumbo down Crescent Mountain, where neon white light beams ridge to ridge that Jesus is alive. And I'm trying to explain to everyone, not listening, not even in the room anymore, that those crossed spars on a hilltop far away from this distance at sunset give a mythic red glow of suffering that we love too much. Or is it casual tolerance of intolerance, simply fear? The old God holy books clamor for revenge and do not save us from anything. But still, I love that raggedy piano. And to hear them sing, come to the church in the Wildwood, little brown church in the Vale. All right, just a few poems from my chapbook called How Many Faces Do You Have? The idea here, kind of sort of, is that each poem is a face prepared as if in a mirror of the self discovering itself. And I think that's more or less accurate. And I love Barbara's metaphor about a face as a tunnel. I wish I'd have thought of that. Thank you. And I'm going to read, most of these poems are sort of like trouble with love poems, but this one is a straight up real love poem, The Way Your Fingers Curl Around the Belly of a Cello, Carved Maple Burnished to glow, almost alive as you lift and place it like precious pearl into the shell of its case, because music has ended and the spine loosens as nerves gather waves from the air. After music awakened in the hollow of the bones, the way words of a poem wait their turn, shuffling down corridors until you least expect a door to open, mouth to move and say, leaves of the sweet gum tree are yellow stars fallen into your hand, as if the sky could shatter in small pieces, each torn fragment pungent as bread in the morning when you and I are gloriously alone, time having strangely failed to move us, blanket rumpled sheet twisted between us, the way your hand, like a boat on dark water, rowed across the distance that night you touched my wrist, how it became this moment, sun lifting from blackness to slant through the blinds and brighten your hair on the pillow beside me. Everything is here, right here. All right, this is an unusual poem, I think it's fair to say. It's called He Dreams He's a Woman Who's a Ship. And I wrote it for Sharon Olds after I studied with her, thinking of Sharon Olds, but it's also in large part inspired by an unusual painting by Dali, which is the image of a ship that is at the same time as it's a like a three-masted schooner, it's also a woman. So it's a ship, it's a double image. It's a ship and a woman at the same time. So he dreams he's a woman who's a ship. I am a ship. I am the body of a woman. My breasts scud the waves that roll across me like briny lips. My hips are green water and undertow. I wear a necklace of teeth. The moon talks only to me. Many nights drawn to sea-worn men, I take them with me, tumbling among cuttlefish, nacre, and mollusk. In my hold, I show them priceless cargo, charred bones of war, eyelids peeled from eyes seared from seeing, tongues of silence. By stars, I navigate fathomless oceans to find harbor, my mother's wounded beauty, to feel the torn away fish hooks spasms of that voyage into light when my body was hers. Only a woman moans like this, tangle of rigging, jangled wire, sea wind gusts, my seaweed hair, flotsam, screaming gull, scent of humus. I am the wind flower, anemone, a new world, the awful step forward. Yeah. All right, I'm going to close with a newer poem that I wrote when I was in Florida a year or so ago. It's called Florida's Old Tree, and it's from a painting of a tree by an artist named Jen Sheng Song. We're not that different, old tree, old buddy. As light fades, we thicken at the waist, grow scaly, hardened layers of bark. The sky goes through us both, exposed to whatever thunder and lightning blows in. We push into the earth, our mother mud and water, draw her into us. From a distance, we look better than up close. Whiskers, for you too, every morning new growth glitters, something in it flecked with gold, illusion or not. We've leaned a long time against the wind to get what we want, even if we don't know what it is, an egret's whiteness, many regrets resolved into none. I sit here with you, old buddy, until it's too dark for this. I put the cap back on my pen. It makes a small click. Thank you.